This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. In Ohio, teachers and other school employees can carry firearms on school grounds as long as they meet certain training requirements. One local Republican lawmaker, State Representative Thomas Hall of Madison Township, is proposing some changes to those requirements. I spoke with Representative Hall earlier. Here is our pre-recorded interview. We're joined now by State Representative Thomas Hall. He is a Republican of Middletown who represents House District 53. Representative Hall, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Good day, Michael. Good to be with you.
Likewise. And let's talk about House Bill 99. This is something that I've seen characterized in press reports as something that would require school staff to have a concealed carry license before they bring a firearm into school grounds. We know that Ohio teachers are already allowed to keep guns in their classroom. Talk to us about what House Bill 99 does as you see it.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me today to talk about House Bill 99. House Bill 99 is a very important piece of legislation that we are working through the process as we speak. House Bill 99 clarifies a gray area of law in regards to training requirements for a person to go armed into a school safety zone. As you are aware, it is already state law that a armed person can be in a school safety zone. The question now is the training requirements for that person to be armed.
I want to just clarify that you're a Republican of Madison Township. We talked a little bit before we went on the air, and I think I went and said Republican for Middletown anyway. I see that you're characterized as, I know you represent multiple parts of Butler County, of course, but I want to make sure people know what your hometown is. And it's important in this conversation, of course, because Madison Township does know gun violence well as it relates to schools. Can you talk a little bit about how that experience in your community impacts your thinking on this type of legislation?
Yes. So Madison Township's where I was born and raised, went to Madison local schools, and then went on to graduate from Miami University after that. When I was at Miami University, February 29, 2016, Madison had a school shooting. My father is, at the time, was the only part-time school resource officer at Madison. And they had their school shooting. Since the school shooting, they hired one more school resource officer to make two full-time school resource officers. And then they implemented a policy where some of the teachers in the school could be armed. So it's a very personal issue for myself. And going through the process for this bill, there's well over 200 schools in the state of Ohio that currently have this practice in place. And we are trying to just, like I talked about before, talk about the training requirement because there was a group of parents who sued the school district for this practice. The 12th District Court of Appeals ruled that the people being armed need to have the OPATA training. OPATA training is 728 hours. I do not believe that they need the OPATA training. Parts of the OPATA training is that peace officer training, is how to conduct a traffic stop, how to make an arrest, things like that. I don't believe our teachers should have to know to carry to make our students and staff safer in school. So that's where we are right now, as we're trying to clarify that gray area of law.
We're talking with State Representative Thomas Hall. He is a Republican representing House District 53 and is based in Madison Township. How do you determine, do you think, enough training for teachers before they're armed in a school?
Yeah, so I don't think that there's one uniform answer for that question. The reason I say that is schools all across Ohio have different safety plans. Schools all across Ohio are located geographically in different places in regards to police officers. Some schools are very fortunate to have school resource officers. And I do believe, and I hope that one day every school would have a school resource officer. But some schools, you know, for financial concerns or for lack of resources, cannot have that. So this House Bill 99, House Bill 99, would clarify that gray area to give a minimum, but not a maximum, to school districts. What I found also in doing this bill is a lot of school districts do well and beyond the 8-hour minimum. They do a lot of different programs, some programs between 20 and 30 hours of training for this practice. We just did not want to put a minimum in there and make that the maximum. We wanted to make sure that schools could go well above and beyond if they chose to do so, just because schools in Southeast Ohio are different than schools in Northeast Ohio. So we wanted to make sure that schools had the flexibility and their local school boards had the local control to decide what amount of training is necessary for a teacher to be armed in their school to keep their students and staff safe.
Just so I better understand your perspective, when you say that the school districts are different geographically, Northeast compared to Southwest, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, so some schools in Southeast Ohio are very rural schools. They are not located near a police department. They are not located, near a town. Some schools are geographically just different out in Southeast Ohio. Some schools, even in my district, are a little bit more rural than some of the urban schools. Schools in Cleveland or in Akron, most of them have armed personnel already in the school. So this just helps to let the local school board decide what amount of training is necessary for the schools that can't afford or they don't have the resources to have a school resource officer in their school.
We're talking with Representative Thomas Hall. Representative, maybe you could share with us a little bit about your general philosophy as it relates to this issue and perhaps even guns in general. What do you think arming teachers does to a school community?
Yeah, so I think that having an armed teacher somewhere in the school is making the school a safer place. Speaking from my own experience, I don't know which teachers are armed at Madison. I know the practice is in place at Madison. And I think that parents should feel safer knowing that there are other people in the school that will be protecting the students and staff at the time of an incident. And that's just what I believe.
And there's an element here where your fellow Republicans in Columbus who are supporting this legislation suggest that, it should also be up to the local districts whether parents are told of whether a teacher is armed or not. Why leave that up to a school board who might conceal that information from a parent who would otherwise want to know?
Yeah, so it's a great point. It's come up. And previous to this job as state representative, I was a township trustee. I will always believe, and I will always say that local government is the best government. And it's true with this bill. And I think that I had a few opposition people reach out to me talking about the bill. And I made my point very clear. If you're upset with the local school board and their decision to implement this practice, they have local school board elections every 2 years. And, this just gives more local control back to the school boards to decide if they want to do this. As you know, Michael, this is not a mandate from the state. This is purely permissive. This practice does not have to go into place if the school board chooses not to. And this is a lot of it's left up to the local school board. And that's what I like about this bill.
Also left up to the local school board would be, according to the Columbus Dispatch's characterization of the legislation, would be whether to institute safe storage requirements. First of all, from your perspective, Representative, what would a safe storage be of a firearm in a classroom?
Yeah, so I have had this conversation with proponents of this bill and opponents of this bill. Because this is one of the amendments I believe that we're going to be seeing with this bill. In my conversations with schools that currently have this practice, they all do different things with the firearms. Some are in locked compartments. Some are located in the classroom in an undisclosed area. So as far as a lockbox goes, the only worry I have with a lockbox is if it takes a you know, longer for the teacher to assess the gun from the lockbox in the case of a shooting or in the case of an incident. But I think this is an issue that we can work towards as far as proponents and opponents and try and get a solution for all schools that currently have this practice.
So if parents want to know whether an educator is armed, they would probably also want to know how that gun is present. So when you talk about working towards some, I don't know, amendments to this legislation, what does that ultimately look like as far as a timeline?
Yeah. So to the point about the amendments, the bill currently is in Criminal Justice Committee. Ranking Member Leland is he has drafted, I believe, three amendments to this bill. We are going to be sitting down with Ranking Member Leland and other members, both from proponent and opponent, and try and go through the bill to make the bill better. I talked with, you know, some other media in the last few weeks, and there was a large opposition to this. I've really been trying to dive into the opposition to understand their concerns, understand why they're so against the bill. And I think that just like anything else with in regards to legislation, it's getting people, you know, from proponent and opponent together to make sure we're providing the state of Ohio with the best bill possible. You know, I look forward to doing that, and I look forward to hearing from people from both sides of this issue. Just because it's my bill and just because I'm a proponent of this bill does not mean that I will not sit down and I will not talk with people that are against the bill. You know, I want to hear their thoughts. I believe that Chairman LeRae has talked about having another hearing in the next few weeks previous to any votes on anything, just for opposition. So I look forward to working through this committee process with the committee and making sure that we're providing the best bill to keep all students safe and all staff safe in these schools.
We're talking with State Representative Thomas Hall. He is a Republican representing House District 53. He's based in Madison Township. Representative, I believe just moments ago you referenced a Democratic colleague in the State House, Dave Leland. He's a Democrat from Columbus. And in an article in the Columbus Dispatch, in which you were also interviewed, he brought up another piece of legislation, House Bill 240. I don't know your position on this piece of legislation, but it is characterized as something that would require parental notification for sex education, for example. And Representative Leland said that it, quote, bordered on absurd that House Republicans would push legislation requiring parental notification for sex education at the same time they're arguing against telling parents about guns in schools. I was wondering if you could share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I haven't, House Bill 240, I haven't really looked into the language of House Bill 240. I don't believe House Bill 240 is in one of my committees that I am currently in, but I'd be happy to look at House Bill 240, look at the language, and maybe have those conversations after I review it.
So do you see any inconsistency just in general if there are sometimes, well, we need to let parents know this is going on in a school, but we don't need to let parents know? I mean, doesn't that contradict the perspective that all authority belongs to the local government?
Well, in regards to my bill, the parents' right to know, you know, I've went back and forth on this, not, you know, taking sides on for or against it. But I went back and forth on different conversations with various people because, you know, schools develop their safety plans every year. And a lot of the safety plans, the general public does not know. And you know, I think that, you know, we should trust the local school boards to make the best decisions for their kids and their staff. And this is an issue that's going to come up in the IP meeting. And I look forward to the discussion that we have from that.
When we think about people going into the education field, we are now seeing these professional educators being faced with the prospect of serving a sort of military or police presence on top of it all, just in case. What do you think this does ultimately to attracting educators in Ohio? Do you think this is a deterrent?
No. I think that our bill, House Bill 99, is a way for the over 200 school districts that have this practice in place to make their schools and keep their schools safe. I think teachers do a phenomenal job, especially in the last year, watching what teachers had to do with taking their curriculum and make it a virtual classroom. I cannot say enough great things about our teachers. And let me just be clear about this bill. This bill is not for every single school district in the state of Ohio. This is, again, not a mandate, purely permissive. Some schools that currently use this practice talk about a lot of good that comes of this practice. Some schools are very fortunate, as I talked about before, with having a school resource officer in their school. So it just varies from where you are in Ohio. And I think that we have a really good bill that's already put together. And I think that, the discussions still need to be had after hearing from opposition and from proponent to make sure that, again, that we are listening and we are learning and we are making good laws for the entire state of Ohio.
Representative Thomas Hall is a Republican from Madison Township. Representative Hall, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We do appreciate it.
Michael, you have a good day. I appreciate you having me on today.
Up next, a Democratic lawmaker talks about his party's opposition to Hall's proposed changes. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Madison Township Republican lawmaker Thomas Hall hopes to set a minimum number of hours for training and also open up storage and notification requirements for school employees to bring guns on campus to be determined at the local school board level. Democratic lawmaker David Leland, a state representative from Columbus, opposes this legislation. I spoke with Representative Leland earlier about that. Here is our pre-recorded interview. Joining us now is State Representative David Leland. He's a Democrat from Columbus representing House District 22. Representative Leland, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So glad you could be with us. We're talking about guns in schools and this time the arming of teachers in those schools. And before we dive into some of the specific legislation, where are you on that in general? Is this a good policy that educators are now to have arms?
Well, first of all, it's not just educators. It's that's a little bit of a misnomer. It's any school personnel whatsoever. We're talking about cafeteria workers, custodians, whomever that are allowed to be armed in schools. And so teachers are part of that, but they're not just the only people that are covered. That's already the law in Ohio. We can have a debate on whether that should be happening or not. That's already allowed under the Ohio law. What we're talking about in this legislation is how we want to regulate that to make sure that our children are as safe as they possibly can be.
What are the biggest concerns that you have?
Well, first of all, the proposed law allows training of school personnel to be only 8 hours, and only two of those hours would be actual training with a gun. The other 6 hours would be online. And so, I follow the advice of police officers, teachers, community leaders. We had over 133 people who showed up to testify against this bill because that's just not enough training. That's going to make the situation worse, not better. In fact, when Mike DeWine was attorney general, he sent out an order or a letter indicating that he thought that the training for something like this should be at least 19 days, as opposed to just merely 8 hours. So the training issue is a huge component to this particular piece of legislation. The second is notification. Right now, nobody in the state of Ohio, no school board is required to notify parents that they're going to be arming school personnel, that they're going to be arming the cafeteria worker or the custodian or whoever in the school. And I think it's mandatory that we let parents know that the school board is going to be doing this in any particular school district. And finally, it's the safe storage. We've seen stories where guns have been left in restrooms or playgrounds or cafeterias or wherever. We need to have provisions in the bill for safe storage so that the guns are not left for the children to find somewhere where they don't need to be.
We talked with State Representative Thomas Hall, the Republican from Madison Township, about House Bill 99, which would allow the lowering of necessary training hours for school personnel in particular, and in addition to the other things that you identified. What is important to you about the notification of parents? What we have heard is that there would be a danger or a challenge in letting potential criminals know what the security plan might be.
Well, no, we're not telling, that's not the notification we're asking for. In fact, I would argue it the other way. If you make it known that there is going to be some sort of program at the school, you don't have to identify the individual people. You don't have to identify exactly what you're doing, but you have to let the parents know that this is a program that is going on at the school so they can make the decision, one, to whether or not they want to leave their children in a school environment like that, or they, if they want to keep the school board members as members of the school board because of their activity. And we're not asking anybody to tell the specifics of who is going to be doing it or any of those kind of things. We're just asking for a general information that parents can make an educated decision about the safety of their children.
As far as storage of guns, having guns on property somewhere stored and not necessarily on a person, what would that look like to you in a matter of it being safe?
Well, I think a safe, and maybe in the school office, I don't know. I'm not a gun safety expert, and there are people who do this, and I would defer to them as to the best place to be safely storing dangerous weapons. But a safe or someplace that children don't have access to, that it's not going to be out in the open, that people aren't going to be leaving them in a restroom absentmindedly while, you know, or in a cafeteria or in a playground, falling out of somebody's pocket in a playground. You know, these need to be kept in a very safe location. We don't want to create more danger and more casualties than we're trying to prevent.
We're talking with State Representative David Leland. He is a Democrat from Columbus. He represents House District 22. Representative, just in general, what do you think this message is to our young people who are going to schools, that now Ohio as a state has decided that the way to respond to school shootings that have transpired across the country, including here, is to put more guns in schools?
Well, look, you know, we could get into a whole debate about the adding more guns to society. I mean, you know, the old argument is, you know, we need more people with guns to be safe. Well, you know, if more guns made you more safe in this country, we would be the safest country in the world. Because there are more guns per person in this country than there are in any other country in the world. And no other country wakes up in the morning and sees headlines with seven people being shot in this parking lot or students being shot in a school. You know, this happens on almost a daily basis in this country, and no other country in the world wakes up to that, because no one else in the world has the gun problem, the gun violence problem that we have in the United States of America. So I don't know what message it sends to the kids. I do think we need to address a potential security problem. If it were up to me, I wouldn't be arming any of these people. I think that we have what we call school resource officers, which are basically law enforcement people that can be hired to be in the school. I mean, they are trained. That's their profession. They're trained every day of the week to make sure that they handle the job correctly. I know that that costs additional money. But I want to put it in perspective. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the Ohio General Assembly passed a tax cut to the wealthiest 5% of the state of Ohio. Most of the tax cut went to the wealthiest 5% in the state of Ohio. If that money had been directed to the schools, we could hire a resource officer for every school in the state of Ohio that needed one. So it's just a question of priorities. What are our priorities? I think our priorities should be the safety of our children and the best way to do it.
Well, tell us a little bit about what debate is like over gun-related issues in the state house. I saw that Channel 5 in Cleveland reported last month on a virtual press conference that Democrats like you hosted, and it says that you were calling to pass what is described as, quote, common sense gun laws. There wasn't much of a definition to that in this report. I'm wondering if you could help us understand that and then put it into the context of how it's discussed in the state house.
Well, it's not really discussed in the state house. That's the problem. We don't have a real vibrant debate on common sense gun laws. We don't have a debate on background checks. We don't have a debate on keeping the magazines that are attached to these weapons, you know, to keep them below 30 or 15 or 5, so people can take massive magazines with them when they're trying to do damage. We don't have a red flag debate on a red flag law. We don't have a debate on any of the common sense gun proposals. Some of them have come from Governor Mike DeWine. Just basic common sense. Let's keep people safe. This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. This is about curbing gun violence. But we don't have that debate at all. In fact, the only debate that's going on in the General Assembly, in the Republican-controlled General Assembly, is to expand the use of guns, like the legislation we're talking about today, to make it easier for people to carry guns and to use guns without training, without any kind of notification, without any kind of storage. I mean, that's the kind of debate that's happening in the Ohio House right now, and that's very troubling.
Representative Leland, what do you think the motivation is here? I mean, everyone, regardless of party, is saying it's about school safety, but is there something beyond that that you see from your colleagues on the other side of the aisle?
Well, I think my colleagues are motivated correctly. I mean, I think they want to keep children safe. I think we both agree on that motivation. But what I think the behind the scenes in that debate is a gun lobby that is only interested in selling guns, only interested in the profit that is being made by selling guns. And so they kind of juice the system up a little bit to encourage people to do these kind of things. But I think that that's a separate issue from the people who are my colleagues in the legislature. I think my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, I think they're motivated primarily for the right reasons. Unfortunately, there are other actors in this arena who I don't think are motivated for anything except the money they make off the guns that are being sold.
We're talking with State Representative David Leland. He's a Democrat from Columbus who represents House District 22. Representative, last month, the Columbus Dispatch also quoted you, characterizing your statements as thinking that, quote, it bordered on absurd that House Republicans would push legislation requiring parental notification for sex education, such as in House Bill 240. At the same time, they're arguing against telling parents about guns in schools. Share with us your feelings on that.
Well, I think that pretty well sums it up. I mean, if we're gonna require notification for sex education, I think it's also incumbent upon us to require notification for parents that people are wandering around their schools with little children carrying guns and without any kind of training or any kind of safe storage provisions that are currently in the law. I think that's a minimum that is required of us, to let parents know exactly what's going on in their schools, things that could very seriously harm their children. I think every parent wants to and has the right to know about that.
In recent days, recent weeks, we've seen more mass shootings, deadly mass shootings in this country. And there's always a brief period after each of these tragedies where there are calls for reform, and they don't come, at least not to the liking of many gun reform advocates. Do you think there's ever going to be hope for people who want to see stricter gun control laws, particularly in Ohio?
look, if I didn't think there was ever going to be hope, I wouldn't be in this business. Okay. I'm constantly hoping that people will, that we can move the ball forward on a lot of different issues, not just gun safety, but on a lot of different issues. And I'm hopeful that we can have these debates. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to talk about an important issue on your station, because I think it's important to air these issues out and let people know what people are doing representing them in state government.
Your party's in the minority in the state house. Representative Thomas Hall says he wants to talk and listen to opponents to his legislation. Do you feel like that's taking place?
Well, he did reach out to me, and we're going to be tentatively scheduling some sort of interested party meeting so that people can come together and see if we can put something together that works for everybody. But for me, the 3 points that I mentioned, you know, enhanced training, parental notification, and safe storage are critical for any piece of legislation that I would ultimately vote for.
Does this inhibit potential employees in school districts? We are focusing on kids, of course, but you want teachers to work in the schools. You want cafeteria workers and custodial staff to work in the schools, administrative staff to work in schools. Do you have any concerns about inability to recruit talented people in those professions to Ohio schools if they have concerns about who might be walking around that building with a gun?
I think that everybody needs to have that information in front of them, and then they can make their own personal decisions of how they feel about it. I mean, those people in those schools, you know, whether we officially notify people or not through the school board process, the people who work in those schools are going to know who's floating around those buildings with weapons, and they're going to make decisions as to whether or not they want to be in that particular environment. You know, there are a lot of things that we need to do to encourage better teachers and more teachers in the state of Ohio. I think we don't do enough to enhance the teaching opportunities for people in Ohio. This is just another situation where people are going to have to take judgments of their own situation and decide for themselves which is best.
David Leland is a Democratic state representative from Columbus, where he represents House District 22. Representative, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.